This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I might go viral.
It's a little shtick on your big shtick.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Let me tell you what's going to happen today, Giants fans.
It's a wrap!
Give it to us. We're going to cheer you up. Oh. We are?
How?
Just by doing what we do, Gu. You know, there's a lot of people that really like what we do, and they rely on us.
Speaking of which, why didn't you and Evan tell me when you guys went to the Laughing Monk? A couple people asked for me. We're looking for me. A couple fans. And you guys didn't say not one word. Like, a couple people came in, thought you...
Well, emphasis on couple.
Actually, I think it was just one. That one guy.
Dude, stop. What's his name? The person that told me today said there was a few, and he was right alongside of you, but I won't snitch.
No, the one guy did say something TJ? Like, I came out here to meet Guru, and I got Evan.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He didn't know that one coming.
Oh, man. Like, moving forward. Well, I'm here, baby.
All right, I want to just get into this small aspect of last night. And this is going to be gambling related.
We need more gambling. Maybe football season. No, I'm serious.
Okay, so you made five bets for a parlay.
Okay,
you
won four.
You won four of them. And then, so Guru bet on Robbie Ray to throw fewer than 96 and a half pitches.
And I felt great about it.
Okay.
Okay.
I guess, let me just set it up.
Yeah.
I guess what I'm not, and I think Evan's right, they probably put the number at about what his average is.
It's literally his average.
Okay.
96 and a half pitches per game.
Okay, yeah. So... what were you, if they put it right in the middle, what are you thinking there?
The team's hemorrhaging.
Which team?
The Giants.
Okay.
Robbie Ray is here to save the day, and his command would be on so much to where he would get his outs early on and be around the strike zone. I didn't anticipate him being wild for him, his standards, and he missed a lot. So forget the 113. I just thought he would be on. Steiny, you ever hear the pitcher, he only threw Kipe or Kruko five pitches to get three outs. I thought there would be a lot of that. Ended up sitting there watching Machado just foul off what felt like 100 pitches. I'm like, I'm in some trouble. But to let him go 113 with 2 months left, I thought that was odd.
He's getting stronger.
And I thought I had it after when you said the six was kind of, I said, I'm good, baby. Who's coming in? And there he was with the ball.
He only walked one guy.
Oh, yeah.
Four strikeouts, another good number, because you don't want a lot of strikeouts.
I tell you what, had that bet been his last couple of starts, I would have hit.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you guys.
He's thrown 100 pitches now, I think three straight starts.
Mm.
But he has had multiple outings this year where he's gone six or seven shutout. And he's thrown less than 96 pitches.
And that's what I was banking on, man.
I would have thought that the reason you placed that bet was because maybe you thought that, the Padres would shell him.
And he would be in the shower.
He'd be pulled in
Well, it was kind of trending that way a little bit. I was, you know, a couple early runs and one more hit from the Padres. Who knows? It's just money.
Lost. Yeah. It's fair to wonder about this team right now. You're right about that. You're right about that. I did want to...
Let's make a bet. I'm in the mood.
Okay.
Melvin finished the season.
Yeah.
I'm ready to say no.
Okay. I'll bet you on that. But you won't now.
Yeah.
See, because this is what you do.
Nah.
You say, let's make a bet. I'm going to say something outlandish. You say something outlandish, and then I say, I'll take that bet. And you say it's too outlandish.
Well, I got one with Evan. I'm looking pretty
Which
good.
One?
Devers, home runs.
I mean, he's got three since we made
what,
the bet.
What was that bet exactly?
I think it was 11. So he needs eight more between now and the end of the season.
And they're down to like 38 games, something like that.
I'm rooting for Devers, but Evan, I feel like I'm pretty in a good place. Yeah.
He's going yard today.
Man.
Here's, you know, everybody seems to be wondering what's happened. What do you give me for this? Buster Posey is basically trying to change this team from a platoon dominant team to a team with seven or eight everyday starters. And I think what we found out is the reality is that they might not have had any everyday players a couple years ago.
But it worked. They won 107.
That was 4 years ago.
Okay.
I'm talking about two years ago. And right. Okay, so let's just...
Like it then, but it worked.
That's right. And why did it work? Because you batted lefties against righties and righties against lefties. But no, everybody wants a guy that they can
every
get behind. Right. Well, guess what? They don't have enough, like, what's the word? Not two-way players, but they don't have enough, like, they don't have enough good all-around hitters. They have too many guys who
strike out, can't hit with runners in scoring position.
They have a lot of platoon players that play every day.
Thank you. That's exactly what I was
getting
at.
When you said that, Evan, I thought of Bailey. Give me another. We can go around. Give me another one.
He just stinks. But
Jung Hoo Lee.
Oh, man. That's a major mistake.
Anybody in right field, second base. Although
Casey Schmitt's on 4 for 5 yesterday, I told you a week ago, Willard and Dibbs, that I thought he's having a pretty damn good year. I thought he was done, and he's playing. I'm not saying he's your everyday second baseman, but I mean, man, Evan, do you have a problem with me saying Casey Schmitt's been a surprise, a pleasant one?
It surprised me last night. I looked up in the ninth inning. I didn't know he had four hits. But like, Adames can't hit lefties.
Oh, man.
He can't, but he plays every day.
So is that forever that he can't hit lefties?
Yes. Last year, his career year, he hit 170 against lefties.
So now that is something you could legitimately ask Buster, did you see that sticker on him before you went and signed him?
If he didn't know.
No, he knew,
didn't hit.
But he was thinking it might change, obviously.
He probably just didn't care. You know, I mean, he still is a good shortstop, and he can hit for power, but he doesn't hit lefties. Meanwhile, you have a guy who is, like, last year, Ramos was a perfect platoon
this
player.
This is incredible, yeah.
He was the second best hitter in all of Major League Baseball against lefties. And this year, he's still pretty good. He just hasn't been as good. And then everything else comes down.
By the way, thank you so much from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. He brought up a bet that we made that there's so many bets that I win that I don't cash in on just because I forget.
In your head.
But he reminded me.
Okay.
You never paid me for the Solaire bet last year.
I can remember the summer day that I paid.
Mm-hmm.
Evan was in Europe or somewhere, and I got you to beverage.
Evan didn't go to Europe last year.
Well, he
yeah, I did.
Thank you.
Sorry.
My goodness. Yeah. You got paid, buddy.
I wasn't here to confirm, so.
Thank you. It was 11:30.
25.
You got to put some respect on my gambling.
Just because these are fun.
All right. We should play the whole thing.
Alex Pavlovich of NBC Sports Bay Area.
Thought it was flam.
I'm just going to say it. Are you really a media guy and an insider if you can't explain what's going on? Let's hear another guy say, I don't know what's going on.
And the crazy thing is a lot of these guys are going to kind of end up where you would think, like where you would be like, okay, that was fine. He had the season that we expected from him. They just cannot do it at the same time. And we saw Adames go crazy in July, but obviously we know early in the year for him, right now it's Devers and it's Dom Smith, but there's guys behind him who aren't able to do it. So I don't know that I've ever covered a team where you're like, they're healthy. These are their guys. This is their lineup. If you look at the names every day and look at some of the numbers on the scorecard, it looks okay. But then you're not surprised when they score one run. I don't know what, I really don't. I think they are baffled by it a little bit. And I think there's going to be a deep dive in the offseason if it keeps going this way, but I don't know the exact answer because there's been other teams I've covered where it's like, well, you know, they lost this guy, they lost that guy. This is really easy to figure out.
Yeah. Well, you missed Conforto's 20 dingers.
And I'll say this to that, to the great Pavs. When Ramos said what he said after the game yesterday, Steiny, there's no doubt in my mind when he has a batting helmet on at the dish, he thinks he's thinking about hitting. They are so scattered brain at what's going on in the state of the ineptitude that's producing bad at bats because they're frazzled. It's mental now. I really believe it's that.
All right. So if it's mental, how does Bob Melvin unfrazzle them?
You tap into that Pat Riley. You tap into that Kerr. You tap into that Popovich. You tap into that Phil Jackson, Whitey Herzog, Bruce Bochy. It'll be interesting to see if Bruce is available. That's why I think Melvin's going to survive. If he does get ran, it'll be after the season. But if Bruce were to dip out of the Lone Star State, man, I'm just saying a reunion. Like, you're laughing. Who called yesterday? Aaron Boone, please. Dude's got his own problems.
Was in the World Series last year.
That doesn't matter if you don't win it.
Well, New York's a different
unless you're the Niners. Yes. If you're the Niners and you go to the Super Bowl and you lose it, it's like you win it.
Evan
but
got
if the
me.
Yankees go to the World Series there. And lose it, then it's like losing it. All right, here you go. Alex Pavlovich, you want to hear about Melvin?
Let's do it.
Come on, baby. Pavlovich, what's going on with Melvin?
I said this at the time when they picked up the option that none of these things ever are guaranteed. I mean, it's an option for next year. It's not three more years. It's 1 year. And if the season goes completely in the tank, you never know. I mean, Buster could decide that, hey, we've changed our mind in the last 3 months. I mean, sometimes these things happen quickly, too. There was some ambiguity with Gabe and with Farhan in August and early September about what would actually happen. And there were a lot of questions. And then all of a sudden, it just happened really quickly with both of those guys. I still think Bob will be safe. I think Buster likes working with him. I think, you know, in general, we've seen one thing we've heard from Buster over and over again in recent months is he has put some of this on the clubhouse, which usually you don't hear in professional sports. But I think rightfully he has pointed to these guys and gone, look, this is it's an expensive roster. You guys are a bunch of veterans and you haven't performed. And I think he would probably not feel great about even any perception that he has scapegoated a manager for a team that hasn't played well. I'm not saying that would be the case, but just even anything that it's putting it on one person when I think this is a failure across the board the last month.
And yeah. I'll say this, Dottie, the vote of confidence came on the back end of you never know in regard to they picked up the option. I mean, anything can pop off, but you got to admit it's code red right now. If you're Buster Posey, you are it could be it yourself.
What is
you
code? Okay, so
code red means the siren is going off. Well, five alarm fire right here on 3rd and King. That's what code red means. Fans were booing last night and Sunday. Just think about I heard it. It's not even on the TV.
Right, but code red is something like Buster Posey saying, yeah, you know, I thought this team would be a little better. Might have to make some changes I didn't want. That's code red for Buster Posey.
That's
not like his hair's on fire.
Well, the team is.
And you know what? If I know Buster Posey, the one thing I know about him is he's smart and he's patient and he puts in the work. And I guarantee you, this never got out, But I guarantee you he told the ownership group, of which he's a part, yeah, you know what? It's about a three-year project.
Yeah, we'll see. You don't make that financial commitment thinking it's a three-year
project.
That's
the only way you make the financial commitment.
I think this dive or swoon is so disappointing. Is you put your money up, man. Posey did that. And I get it. Verlander has not worked out. But other than that, I have no qualms with Adamas and the left-handed splits and Devers. Okay. Well, I just know they're underperforming. I'll give you that. And
but that's
just like everybody else in the Bay. We don't know why.
Yeah, I do. I know why. There's a million reasons that we can come up with, and there's probably a million reasons that we'll never know. But the reality of the situation is Willy Adames is not going to hit 32 home runs as a Giant.
This year.
Next year.
Well,
the year after.
Like he gets off to a better start. And we saw what he did last month. He was on fire. So, again, it's not just one somebody. It's a collective. And that's what's scary to me. It's across the board. And now you're talking about we didn't play the Fleming sound. He was talking about maybe changing positions for both the left fielder and center fielder. Just think about just having that thought, or is that something you got to deal with? I mean, man, you are behind the eight ball for real.
Let me ask you a question about Jung-Hoo Lee. Did without ever seeing him play, did we just assume he was going to hit 300 and be a great center fielder?
Yeah, Steiny, you're going to laugh, but you know just how they got him and where he came from. I was thinking Baby Ichiro, something like that. That's my fault. I didn't know anything about him. But I thought, oh my gosh, when he got hurt last year, what could have been? And he's not even batting leadoff. And Flem also talked about Ramos. He should be batting third, ideally. Like,
not against lefties. No, I'm kidding.
No, I'm just saying, man. There's a litany of questions. And you can't blow this thing up. You got too much money on the books.
Well, I'm actually now starting to hear Chapman's name being brought up. And I've actually heard Devers' name get brought up.
I mean, at this point, would anything surprise you?
Yes.
Okay.
It would surprise
both of those.
It would surprise me if they trade either Chapman or Devers or even Adames. How about Alex Pavlovich? Can we blame the coaching staff?
They have fired their manager. They fired their president of baseball operations. They have gotten rid of a lot of coaches in the last few years. At some point, you can't keep going to those people. At some point, maybe you have to look at how you're developing, or at some point, you put it on the clubhouse, which I think Buster has done. I don't know what they'll do at the end of the season if it keeps going this way and they end up 500, because it is going to be pretty similar to previous years. But we've seen that cost people their jobs. I think there probably would be some staff changes in that case. And look, Buster will have had a full year to digest, see who he wants to keep and what he wants to do behind the scenes.
So I really feel like, Steiny, and it's your prerogative, Bobby Brown, it truly is. When I say, and Willard and Dibbs backed me up yesterday, when I say a team looks lifeless, you don't go running and put that on the ledger of the manager. Like, does that mean, does Melvin get a pass for the fact, forget the wins and losses, Steiny, they look dead, lifeless. That means so much. That means you cannot galvanize, or you've tried everything, and that's why you got a team not just losing, they look like they're not even into it. Like, does that mean nothing to you, anything to you at all?
I don't know how you can appear any way other than lifeless when you're getting five hits a game. And here's the other thing, like, what makes a team not look lifeless? Well, one thing is running the bases. You know, can you try to make something happen on the bases? They can't. Can you, I don't know, try to bunt for more hits?
But what about last night, another version of a pop-up, whoever you want to blame it on, dropping? Like, Steiny, this is a major leagues. Like, that's borderline embarrassing. And to be honest, it's not just one time. I wouldn't even bring it up. It keeps happening.
Well, I mean,
that's kind of like, what are you serious?
So are you mad at Melvin for putting Fitzgerald in right field?
I'm mad at Melvin for not calling out Evan or Steiny or Carter. I'm tired of the, when Ramos was running the bases with his head cut off, check him, sit his ass down.
Well, that's
words. Maybe just real quick, Steiny, you could send a different message without words. Sit his ass down. But you kept running him out there, and that was an opportunity missed. Sometimes if you're not doing it, your words aren't working, send a message with the playing time. And maybe that'll just sit him down. Have him watch a game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's just who I am at my core, man. Well, I don't think that's happening over there.
The bigger picture to me is they want guys to play every single day. That's why he doesn't want to take Ramos out.
So there's no repercussions under Melvin? There's nothing.
Are there better options than these guys? I got to believe Melvin thinks no. And then we get into maybe this team isn't as deep as teams in the past.
Okay, I'm just looking at it from this. Sometimes you got to take a step back to take two steps forward. And maybe the lesson that Ramos would have gotten had he not been in the lineup the day after a couple blunders would have been it had so much gravity, it might have, without words, it might have shook him in the right direction. But to say you're just the team's so afraid because they don't have a good replacement, like, all right, what are you really gaining by letting an infraction go?
I mean, why did Drew Gilbert have to pay the price the other night for anything?
Well, he hadn't. He was a youngster trying to make something happen.
Okay, Ramos is a youngster.
Yeah, and he's done it over and over. So it shouldn't be happening to the degree it is. But he was trying to make something happen, Steiny.
If you want everyday players, then you better get players who are capable of playing every day.
And you think they got too many.
And what? They don't have enough.
Well, too many that can't play every day.
Yes. And like, you bring up a good point with Ramos. Ramos has to play every day. He has to.
But if you're this inept, does he really? I'm not being a smartass.
He might be their best hitter.
Right, but what is it really equating to?
Well, what is Devers equating to that he's hot the last month? What is Adames equated to? He's been playing well for 2 months. Like, what does any of it equate to? Like, they haven't been able to do anything that's equated to wins. And, you know, the other thing is, like, this is why, like, you have to play Ramos because he's one of your best players.
All right.
But he's flawed. He's not a great player. If you play him every day, you will end up paying the price here and there in the field. And apparently he's not the greatest base runner. So, I mean, I guess you could bench him for
one game.
And I would say, what the hell's one game going to do? Like,
send a message?
I don't know.
Huh? And they don't know either. So I can't be so wrong.
What do you mean?
The team doesn't know.
No, they do.
Ramos told you yesterday.
They know.
They know what?
They know they're not good enough. And this is the way you talk about it. This is the way you talk about your team when you know you're not good enough.
All right, I'm going to go wordplay here. And I told Nahegan last night, we tried to do spaces, had some technical difficulty. I found out I was a fill-in. But I got to tell you this, Donnie. Melvin, just go up there and say, I'm doing a bad job. Say, just even if you don't believe it, that's how you win people over. But not, I've had 100 meetings, I've tried everything. Just say, I stink. It's on me. Stoney, we've seen managers do that. People gravitate to that. He's not once said, I'm doing a bad job. All he keeps talking about is, I set out the paper plates, I wanted to have a party, I had streamers, that people were here. No, Mel, you've used that card in that deck enough. Start saying you stink.
To me, that reeks of...
realness?
No, Little League. You know, it's, and again, I like, you know, you believe in that stuff. I don't believe in it as much. Mm. And, like, I don't know. Like, I don't... Buster Posey's a Giants legend, and he's now running the team, and he's doing the best he can. But, like, there's no... Like, you don't get extra wins because Buster Posey's a class act, and his players respect him. Like, it... Like, this idea that Posey's presence will make players improve, like, that's what I don't understand. Yeah, I got you. All right. We got Valkyries tonight?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, buddy.
See, he did it. You see?
What?
I said, we got Valkyries tonight. And he just shakes his head.
At you blowing past the break.
You could help. Coming up tonight at 4:30, the Valkyries, they take on the Washington Mystics. You can hear it all on the Valkyries channel, on the Odyssey app. Valkyries now 16-15 after back-to-back wins. They're right now in seventh, a game and a half up for the final playoff berth. They take eight teams. Maybe they're one and a half up on the ninth place team. Kevin Dana and Sophia Jones, they have the call, and you can watch the games on KPIX+. Plus, pregame starts at what time? 4.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.